With its abundant natural beauty, charming towns, and friendly people, South Carolina offers the kind of discoveries that stay with you long after you've left. Like the realization you're good at something you never before tried. Or your first oyster roast, and a taste you didn't expect to love. And other times, it just hits. Like the view on a windswept Appalachian mountaintop. So come find the undiscovered you in South Carolina. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Two down, one left to go in the show. It is The Usual Suspects for another 60 minutes before we turn it over to Fred A.J. Jong and The Blitz. We were talking a little NFL draft before we hit the break so we can pick it up where we left off. The name I was going to throw out there to you guys that has been bantered around in the last couple of days as possibly being a cap casualty either before or after the draft, but more likely after, is one Lamar Miller, a guy that was highly touted coming in as a guy that was going to solve the running game, a guy that they have completely beat up throwing out there again and again. And we know that when Bill O'Brien calls a play, I think option A is always handoff to Lamar Miller, regardless of in which hole he hits, and then he goes from there. But because of his salary, because of the fact that the team needs more money for both draft picks and free agency and things they're trying to do, it's a possibility. Your thoughts on a guy that probably has gotten a lot more usage than he expected, but has, I mean, he hasn't been bad for this team. I'm sure it's just about the cap number.
That would surprise me, though. I mean, this isn't a team that's cap strapped right now. I mean, they're not. It's not like they don't have any money like some of these teams that, you know, only have a couple of million available there. I think they almost have 20 million in total cap space. The top 51, they have 32 million. So that would, I think this would be more of a they think they can move on without Lamar Miller. Maybe he's not meeting expectations. I mean, they would save roughly what, three, four million. If they cut him.
Well, you better be damn. You better be certain that Deontay Foreman's ready to go.
That better be your guy.
Yep, and he better be able to shoulder the load and take all of those carries. Because otherwise, I mean, they're going to have to use whatever they got left in the draft. Or we've looked at this in the previous couple of weeks. There's not a whole lot out there in free agency either to try and find, you know, another guy. And you don't want to be wasting draft picks on running backs when you have so many other needs to fill.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, be careful what you wish for, too. If you think you can do better than Lamar Miller, you may not be able to.
Think about how effective he is catching the football out of the backfield. I mean, there was another safety valve for, you know, whoever it was, whether it be the bad quarterbacks before or after Deshaun got hurt. But Deshaun, as much as a tight end is important, that's another security blanket for him. When he runs down to his last options and his last reads and he needs a dump-off point, he can find it with a guy that can catch the football. Foreman's not exactly a guy with, you know, that's nimble with great hands coming out of the backfield yet.
Yeah, I'm with you. He is a good weapon out of the backfield as well. I don't know, we'll see. He's certainly, I think Lamar Miller overall has been a bit of a disappointment. Mm-hmm. But good luck to any running back in the NFL trying to run behind the offensive line that he's had to run behind the last couple of years.
Sure, especially with a quarterback that until you got Deshaun was very predictable and not very good. So again, you load up the box, you key on a guy, and the question coming in when he left Miami was durability. Look, he's had to endure a lot more than most, and he's pounded his way through. So, you know, it's hard to put any blame on him.
I always load up the box. When I see a box, I load it up.
I bet you do.
I pound the box and load it. Okay.
Yeah, and then you just bring meat to mouth with some fried bologna.
And then you wonder why you have more drops than Joel, Barry.
Yes, thank you, Nick. Thank you very much.
Do you know? Okay, never mind.
Skip's been holding a while before we get off any draft process. Let's get Skip in here. He's talking about the Texans in the draft. What's up, Skip?
Hey, fellas, how's it going?
Good, good. What's up?
What's up, man?
Hey, Joe, I just heard Joe talk about that safety valve. I'm not going to try to butcher this guy's last name, but the tight end for Penn State. You know what I'm talking about?
I have to look it up.
Pick number 88. His first name is Mike. I can't say his last name. But I think personally, if I was the Texans, I would do anything I can to get this kid. He's a big body kid. He's got good hands. He's a decent blocker. And I think he would be a perfect safety valve for.
Talking about Mike Gesicki?
How do you say his last name?
Gesicki?
Yeah, that's him.
Okay.
Well, I mean, they need a tight end.
6'6", 252. So good size. Last year for Penn State, played in 9 games, had 374 yards receiving, 38 catches, 4 touchdowns. But again, you know, it's Penn State, but they had a great year. They had a great offense. I would expect you'd see a lot more, but maybe it depends on which round he's available in, Skip. I think that, you know, Barry's right. I mean, look, with Fedorowicz having to retire, with the fact that they don't have the stable of tight ends they've had in the past, Anderson's more of a receiver than a blocker. I'm sure one of the positions they'll look at is tight end, don't you, Barry?
Yeah, the things, and again, I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I'm a draft expert, but I do read, you know, and check up. That's not a name that I saw as people are really high on. The kid out of South Carolina, Hayden Hurst, is the one tight end that I think a lot of people were like, oh, you know, that's the guy that if any tight end is going to go in the first or second round, it'll probably be Hayden Hurst first. But I mean, this is a team need. And when your first pick is in the third round and you have a couple of them,
mm-hmm.
yeah, you might take a flyer on a guy like that,
okay.
out of Penn State.
I'll tell you what, then just make sure you write this down in your notes somewhere, Nick. Skip said that kid is going to be the best tight end to come out of this draft.
Okay.
Nick, write it down.
Document it, sir. Steph.
Thanks,
appreciate
Skip.
The
appreciate the call, man. Skip right. says, S-E-Z, Skip says Mike Gesicki is going to be the best tight end that comes out of this draft. Got that written down.
So my text line said, what are the odds the Browns crap the bed again in this draft?
I say no.
Pretty high.
I say no.
It's the Browns, dude.
It is, but it's the Browns of the past when you had a baseball guy running the football operations and you had, you know, and a guy that single-handedly couldn't fax a document in time to get the quarterback that at least could have maybe helped save the day for a season,
exactly.
or not more. Now you've got football guys making football decisions, and I think that you'll see a concerted effort. I think the Browns will have a good draft. I really do.
Well, and everybody thought that the organization that they had that amassed all of those draft picks knew what they were doing, and then they bumbled the facts. It's the Browns. The Browns, for some reason, seem to be snake-bitten and always have been. Real quick, I wanted to bring this up because I heard this in one of our commercials. I think it was a Dynamo commercial. They were talking about soccer. And they said, like, I guess they said this, something Atlanta United FC or whatever.
Minnesota. I think it was Minneapolis. Minnesota United.
It's always weird to me that soccer teams have FC in the name.
It's and for it stands football for club, right?
Yeah, but that would be like saying the Houston Astros BC. Oh, yeah, baseball club, baseball team. Like, we know what they are. I mean, everybody knows that the Dynamo are a soccer club, a soccer team. Why do you have to have the FC at the end of it?
Because it makes you
That's
hip and cool in the lore
That's
of
like
football.
Saying Joel Blank human. What? You don't need that fancy
well, at least
stuff.
Mine wouldn't
I know
be
it originated
questioned.
Like I know it originated like in Europe or England or
yeah.
whatever, but it just seems silly. The Houston Texans football team.
No, FC football club. That. They're a club.
No. What's the difference? Like, why club? Why not team? Isn't it a team, not a club?
But
I need these soccer
clubs
dorks
are predominantly
out here to tell
more
me.
Tight-knit bunch. I don't know.
Okay, now you're just,
I am. I'm just
shooting from the
I'm
hip.
Just guessing.
Totally shooting from the hip.
Just guessing. All right, before we go to break, Fort Worth Jay with a question for Nick.
Oh. Hey, I just want to make sure you wrote that tight end's name down, man. Uncle Skip sounded kind of serious.
Yeah, I was on YouTube trying to see if there was like an interview to see if he actually pronounced it correctly, because I don't think Joel pronounced it correctly either.
Why?
it just didn't sound right.
If there's anybody that knows how to pronounce Polish names and German names, take it from a guy from Wisconsin. I'm just gonna let you know.
Okay, I'm gonna check. Look, if you're right, I'm gonna give you props.
Doubt it.
I was gonna try to write it down, but I just felt stupid, so I stopped.
That's great.
Imagine taking roll call at school in Wisconsin, and the teachers feel stupid every day because there's so many different extra consonants and vowels and names. It's exactly. Try to spell try to spell Krzyzewski. You'll know what I mean.
Oh yeah, no doubt. No doubt. I'll save my question. I see that it's 3:11 and we got to go to break, but I'll save my question for on the other side.
Okay.
I had a question for you guys about football.
Okay, cool. All right, we'll get that question out of the way on the other side, as well as your calls. Greg, we see you on the line. We're going to get to you. We've got other calls lined up, as well as tweets and texts. So we'll continue to roll on, and please feel free to join the show, 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. Back with more. It's the Usual Suspects on ESPN.
This is ESPN. 97.5. One, two, three. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back. Just over 30 minutes to go in the big show before we turn it over to Fred A.J. Jung and the Blitz. As the big show goes, you know that we're going to start a new hashtag, Thanks Barry. After the next two calls lining up, Barry, want to give you clear-cut reasons why FC is important.
Why do you think this is such a bad thing? I find it to be an interesting topic, and maybe some people out there don't know the answer, and they're fascinated by it, too.
Just exactly what you said is exactly why I find it the opposite.
I think it's stupid that you would say FC, but we'll see what the callers say, because we have a text that somebody sent in that makes sense, but let's see what the callers say.
All right, let's go Mark first. Mark wants to talk about the topic. Mark, what's up?
What's up, Joel? What's up, Barry? What's up, Nick?
What's up, Mark?
So anyways, the reason why they have the FC or the SC at the end of the at the names is because it's a one ownership group. So, for example, if like if all the Houston teams were all owned by, like, say, Tillman Fertitta or whatever, it would just be like Houston. There would be no Rockets, no Dynamo, no Texans like that. So it would be Houston FC representing the football club, which would be the Texans, then Houston SC, which would be the soccer club, which, you know, which represents the Dynamo, and so on and so on. So like Barcelona, for example, Barcelona has a soccer team, a basketball team, a volleyball team, et cetera, et cetera. So, and they don't have a per se mascot or logo or name. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, that makes sense. So they don't have a mascot. They don't do that. Do some soccer teams have a mascot, or none of them?
Yeah, now some of them, like, say, for example, like a Manchester United, they've adapted the mascot later on, like the Red Devils or whatever, for, you know, for promotional sakes, like, you know, kids love mascots.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
So
all right,
like,
well,
that
makes sense. Appreciate the call,
appreciate
man.
It, Mark. All right, let's see what Greg's got to say. Same topic. Greg, what's up?
Yeah, that was it's more or less what I was going to say is, you know, you have all these sports teams and they're basically city-based, or at least named for their cities, and they have an umbrella of clubs, like you said. The other thing is, you know, there's a perspective here that, you know, people think that's silly, and it's just, it's not what they're used to, but my attitude is, what could possibly be more juvenile than naming your team after a fictional cartoon character or an ethnicity, a subjugated ethnicity, or, you know, some guy that lived 200 years ago. You know, that's kind of odd. But, you know, people have their tastes and what they're used to, and that's the whole thing. Thank you.
Okay.
Appreciate the call, man. I didn't like yours. I like the first answer better. I want a nickname. I don't want to just be the FC United.
We've got a nickname for you. Playoff B.
I like it.
You're Playoff B.
Playoff Boom Boom. I like that.
Or Comedy B.
Yeah, I mean, how boring is that, though? God.
I know. I didn't know that that was the reason why they did what they did. And now that I know, I wish I didn't know.
Watch this. As if soccer wasn't boring enough.
Glenn, you're on line one. Glenn, welcome to the show. Glenn Davis would be all over that. Soccer matters, Barry.
He'll whoop my ass. Yeah, it does matter. But so do nicknames. Nicknames matter. Mascots matter.
I'm with you. I was saying before the break, though, John Dorsey taking over the Cleveland Browns. I just think that's going to make a huge difference for them. I was trying to remember his name off the cuff, but Dorsey's put together a pretty good staff of player personnel types in Cleveland. So name to watch there. That's why I personally think that the Browns are going to be okay in this draft. But it remains to be seen what's going to be ahead for the Cleveland Browns. If you find a way to mess up two picks in the top four,
oh, my God.
Holy cow.
And they will. They absolutely will. Yeah. Hey, Nick's mentioned it in my ear at the break. I don't know if he's – but somebody also, White Magic, texted.
Yeah.
Meek Mill is free.
Yeah. I said it to Nick because I wanted to see if it was true or not. He is indeed free. One of the minority owners of the Sixers was the first to get, whether he's a friend of his or not, I don't know. But that's where it first broke, and Nick said he verified it, so that's good news.
Yeah, when you got all kinds of support from, like, mayors, like, government officials, team owners.
Robert Kraft, yeah.
There's a bunch of people. The story was just so weird because the judge clearly, you know, made it personal when she shouldn't have. And yeah, he's been in jail ever since.
Catch people up. For those that don't know the story.
Yeah, if you don't know, and Nick, correct me where I'm wrong here, but the judge basically, because of violations of his probation, said that somehow or another he had to come up with a new song, like a using a Boyz II Men sample in it, and put her name in the lyrics, and he refused to do it, and because of it, and because of the violation of his probation, she basically put him in jail.
Yeah, he first of all said he doesn't do shout-outs in his songs. He definitely doesn't really want to do something with no disrespect to Boyz II Men, but he didn't want to do any type of cover or any type of song that involved Boyz II Men because that's just not his style. Mm-hmm. And then from what I gathered from his lawyer who joined the Breakfast Club, I want to say a week or two ago, it was just a technical violation. Like he popped some wheelie on the street and it was on camera and they looked back at it and they used it as some really, really big violation. And he actually informed us that a lot of people are in jail for a technical violation, which is really much more minor than a regular, parole violation. And so the guy is clearly getting screwed and he's finally out. There's no evidence that he killed anybody. And it's just messed up that the justice system can get away with something like that. Cause I would argue or make the bet that she will still continue to be a judge.
Oh, without question. And you know,
that's what I don't understand. Why would she still be allowed to be a judge when clearly she was just acting like an idiot by sentencing him that way?
With as much publicity as this case has gotten, you would have thought by now that if there was any kind of false accusations about the judge in the terms of this process, it would have already been brought to light. And if it hasn't, then absolutely. Why is she holding on to her seat, her whatever you call it, her judgeship, when it seems like that's the facts? She's not out there denying it.
And she's not the only one that's done stuff like that, been caught on record, and then they keep their judge. Being a judge is, a lot of it is to their discretion. And unfortunately, when they make a massive and obvious mistake, it's just such a great position to hold that they can get away with it. I mean, the power is just unbelievable. And there's a lot of positions out there, not just in government. Even in the sports world, you can make the argument with Roger Goodell if you want to do a little sports tie-in here and how much power he has. And so people with power like that can get away with it. They kind of make their own judgments and they kind of make their own rulings. And even though it's obviously oblivious and just completely wrong, they can get away with it sometimes. And I think that's the case here. At least Meek Mill is out.
Five months in prison?
I think it was 5 months. I think he's been in jail for 5 months.
Absolutely. Because he wouldn't make a song for a judge who was just being an a-hole and trying to prove a point. That's ridiculous.
I guess now he can, you know, use it as material, make some music, and make some money off of it at the very minimum. But at the same time, he almost said, you know, his lawyer said that he was really positive in jail and that, you know, if this is what it takes, you know, me sitting in jail to bring light to situations like this, to other cases like that, because apparently there's thousands and thousands of cases like this, but Meek Mill is a high-profile guy.
Yeah.
You know, so
And the thousands of cases that go on like this, they don't have the money that Meek Mill does.
Exactly.
They don't have the resources that Meek Mill does to go out there and fight this and right this wrong that's obvious to most people.
And
if you try to defend that judge in any way, you're an idiot.
Yeah, and it's worth mentioning, too, that during the entire court proceedings, the prosecutor's recommendation was no prison sentence for him, and yet the judge found a way to put him away.
Yeah, the prosecutor literally agreed to throw out one of the violations, and the judge still didn't even want to have any discussion about throwing it out at all. The prosecutor, who basically is working against your lawyer, agreed to throw it out, which is crazy.
Just unbelievable. All right, so Meek Mill is free. So James Harden, Robert Kraft, and everybody else can breathe a little easier now that the unjust jailing of him has come to an end. So hopefully he can get back with his life. We've got a half hour to go in the big show. So if you want to join us and come along for the final 30 minutes, why don't you do so? 713-780-3776, HRNP Listener Line. You can call, you can text, or you can hit us up on Twitter. Back with a whole lot more. It is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
This is Ed Tuttle Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I see your dirty face.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Perhaps you don't know, but with 30 minutes to go in the show, we are still rolling along. It's Barry, it's Nick, it's Joel, it's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Barry, didn't you have a question for us regarding the draft?
Yeah, what the hell happened to Dez Bryant? Oh, well, that just like went away. There was all this hype and
Now, Barry, it's interesting you say that because one of the things I was going to throw out there was if you are Brian Gain and you set, you know, have in hand what you say they have in hand with cap money and everything else, that's just to handle draft picks and maybe a few tweaks here and there. But maybe if they needed more money to go get one Dez Bryant, maybe they consider Lamar Miller as a casualty.
But they don't. That's what I'm telling you. For their 51... they've got $32 million. They don't need money to get Dez.
Okay.
They should be fine.
Okay.
And keep Lamar Miller. Now, I mean, you got to pay the piper somewhere. You obviously can't. Everybody can't make $12 million a year on your roster, but
I think the more ironic thing with Dez is the fact that he thinks that he's had some kind of a recent success record to dictate where he goes at what price. Because he's out there doing articles and interviews talking about teams he will go to, won't go to, wants to go to. That's all fine and dandy. But when it gets down to what he's asking for money-wise, how many teams are willing to pay a guy that has underperformed over the last couple of years the kind of money that you're going to be paying guys that are at the top of their game? I mean,
You know what surprised me? Oh, my bad.
No, it's funny. No, I was just going to say, to me, it's kind of funny that a guy that does more with his mouth than on the field recently is a guy that thinks he can dictate all those things.
Well, it surprises me, though, because I would have thought that he would have – if something were going to happen, it would have happened prior to the draft so that teams would know, okay, this is an area of concern that we don't have to worry. But like the Texans, for example, if they're considering a wide receiver or, you know, adding another weapon for Deshaun Watson, maybe they're looking at tight end. Maybe they're getting something done with Dez Bryant before the draft can help you readjust and reprioritize as opposed to not knowing for sure where he's going to be and are you still in the running for it. So it's just kind of surprised me that nothing's happened yet.
Yeah, and I think it's fun for everybody to have talked about, but I think everybody made much ado about nothing because I think at the end of the day, Dez is going to be pretty disappointed unless you get a team that's at the bottom of the barrel that decides to overpay. I just don't see him getting the kind of salary that he wants to get, and I don't see that the teams that he's, you know, the Giants, the Redskins, teams that he said he wanted to go to. I can see Washington overpaying, But we haven't heard one thing about the Redskins even being interested in him. It's been him working out with OBJ and trying to push the Giants to the forefront, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah. I have a controversial topic for you.
Okay.
Well, I say controversial. For me, it's probably going to draw some ire from some especially comic book dorks. But I finally had a chance to go and watch Black Panther.
Yeah, you said that.
It was all right. It wasn't the best movie. It wasn't even the best Marvel movie. I thought it was a top five for sure. You could argue top three. But I was almost let down because of the hype that surrounded it from so many people and how badass that I was expecting. It was good. It was really good. But I think it got so hyped by so many people. And in my mind, I was expecting something that was going to, I wasn't blown away. I enjoyed it. I thought it was a good movie. It just, I think I was let down a bit based off of the hype.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And I mean, I thought it was a really good movie too, but I can kind of see what you're talking about. I totally agree with you in regards to the Marvel aspect. It's not the best Marvel movie, in my opinion. So I agree with you there. But if you put it in the top three or top five, that still means it's a pretty good movie. But I get what you're saying because of all the hype, especially now that you're watching it now. And there was a lot of hype the first, three, four weeks, maybe even longer.
Still, now I've seen in certain countries that haven't had movies or been allowed to have a movie theater are showing it in a one theater setting where an AMC was just opened up, and the lines have been ridiculous. And obviously the hype is through the roof that everybody wants to see it. I just want to know when Barry's joining Michael Carroll and Jong on the podcast to be breaking down all of Comic-Con as well as Black Panther.
No, I don't know enough about it. But I mean, like, for me, I enjoyed the Avengers. I thought that was better than Black Panther.
There's a new one coming out, so, right? Or is it already out?
Yeah. Yeah, no, it comes out, maybe it came out yesterday. Or is it the 27th? I don't know. Either way, I'm looking forward to that one as well. That looks like it might be the best Marvel movie ever. But again, it could be overhyped. But I liked Captain America Civil War, too. So maybe I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. Who knows? But I felt a little let down overall.
Did you go by yourself?
Yeah, I did. I just went and caught a movie. I was bored. I didn't do anything.
Why is that funny, Nick?
I don't know. I'm just teasing him. You're all alone. Lonely. You're lonely.
Somebody wanted to know, how would I rank the Marvel movies? From what I saw, I mean, I liked the Avengers the most, and then I liked Captain America Civil War. That would be my top two. I could slide Black Panther into the third spot, maybe. I mean, I really enjoyed Iron Man.
Blog post.
Huh?
It's a blog post right there.
I should do that, huh? I got nothing to write about this week.
Boy, did I have that feeling on Sunday. those are never fun times. When you have a deadline coming for a column and you don't know what the hell you're going to write about. Someone texted, by the way, Blank Panther storyline is the same as Lion King. So either I have a movie that I'm not aware about in my family, or it was a misspell.
Yeah, I think it was a misspell.
Do you?
They probably meant, yeah,
oh,
maybe.
Man. I was kind
unless
of hoping
you're, unless you're a superhero and we don't know about it.
Well, I think that's more likely the case. Jeez. Did you see this? I don't know if you caught this or not, but this is crazy. But this, again, as we talk about the power of social media, the University of Toledo was goofing around the other day on their social media account. They promised to change the school's mascot to Shrek if they got 500,000 retweets, and thought that they would have never happened. It started to gain serious traction to the point in which it was averaging 1,000 retweets per minute and had reached 91,000 retweets in 3 hours, to where they had to retract it and say that they can't do it and won't do it, and we're just trying to see what was going to happen with it, because of the fact that even if they got to the 500,000 retweets, it would result in Toledo having to try and get DreamWorks Animation, who owns 12 trademarks to the cartoon Ogre and has generated more than $5 billion in revenue, to allow it.
Yeah, that social media guy is fired.
He's in trouble.
Wow.
At the very minimum.
Yeah, it's not like getting crapped on for no reason like my man Chad Shanks. It's like when you do something like this, you know, you, could be asking for a little trouble. Yeah. I don't know if it's worth getting terminated. Now, here's the quick question for you both. What is the mascot for the University of Toledo?
Yeah, good luck.
Mud Hens. Oh, no, that's the baseball minor league, the Toledo Mud Hens.
Can I give you the hint?
Rockets. Yes. The Zips. Is it the Zips or the Rockets?
Well, you had it right the first time. Their mascot is Rocky the Rocket.
Okay, so it's the Rockets.
Yeah.
Who's the Zips? Somebody's the
Akron.
Zips, isn't it?
Akron,
that's right.
That's exactly.
I knew it was one of those stupid-ass Ohio...
Yeah, Akron's never produced anything like the greatest basketball player in the game right now.
Not the college.
No, LeBron James is from Akron, bro. I'm just saying.
I know. Dude,
yeah, but he didn't go to college.
I get that. Exactly.
So?
He's not an Akron Zip just because he came from the city.
Hey, he's an honorary Buckeye. He's an honorary Cowboy. He could be an honorary Zip. You don't know.
Which is all stupid, by the way. The fact that he's an honorary Buckeye.
Not only an honorary Buckeye, but in all their new facilities, he has a locker with all his stuff in it. That's weird.
That is real stupid. And then being like an honorary, getting your honorary PhD or all that.
Speaking of that, did LeBron James get the Texans off the hook recently?
How?
So, with all this crap that the Texans took when they had those letter jackets and then they went to New England and got their ass handed to them, did...
Oh, my God, that was so long ago.
Right, and everybody still brings it up from time to time. But now, because of these traveling suits, did you see this? For two games in a row on the road, the entire team dressed exactly alike in suits that LeBron got them. One were, like, gray suits, where it looked like they were standing up at a wedding, and then the other night it was like the Blues Brothers. They were all in black suits, white shirts, black ties, sunglasses. I'm like, LeBron just did the Texans a favor, because maybe they'll stop talking about the letter jackets now and talk about how stupid it looks when the whole team walks in with the same suit.
Well, if it's like a business ploy, I think that's kind of smart. Like, is it like a LeBron-branded suit, or is it just his style of suit?
No, I think he just went out and bought them for the team so that they were unified together.
Oh, my goodness. Well, they all very have little unity. Well,
they're unified in one hell of a series right now, because they're not playing unified on the floor. Let's put it that way.
I tell you what, I'm not even going to front on you. The Pacers have really shocked me at how well they've played the Cavs.
No doubt about it. I mean, look.
I in a million years, I would have never predicted that the series would be tied 2-2.
I thought before the series you were breaking down how good Bogdanovich is, and on both ends of the floor, he could be a difference maker. No?
I mean, everybody knew the Pacers were Oladipo and everybody else, but I'm not even going to... I won't front on you for a bit. Watching Lance Stephenson play and try to get in LeBron's head is hilarious and entertaining.
It's fun.
Because
it's
you can tell that it's not bothering LeBron, but that doesn't mean Stevens isn't going to be acting a fool.
It is a little
bit. I think it's bothering him. It's gotten to him more and more. I think it's starting to get to him.
When you watch him kind of just smirk and shake his head when Stevens is doing stuff, and I don't think that's bothering
LeBron.
That's
early in the game. Late in the game, after the shoulder shimmy shove, and then he took him two straight possessions and just backed him down all the way down and was like, you can make your jokes and do your little annoying things, and I can score on you anytime I want.
Has he blown in his ear yet? Because that's what I need to see.
Not yet, no. No, but that's coming, Nick.
Yeah.
We'll see. The series is still a long way from over.
All right.
All right, so you can stay tuned and wait for the... Never mind. All right, so we'll continue to roll. We got one segment to go on the show, then we'll turn it over to Fred, AJ, Jong, and the Blitz. So don't go anywhere. Much more to come right here on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Final segment of the show. We wrap it up, turn it over to the Blitz. They'll take you home till 7 o'clock. Barry, good to have you back on the air, as even if it's from a remote location, he is back. Nick and I are here. We've had a very good show. A lot of quick hits kind of rolling as we go, covering a lot of topics.
As we always do.
Is indeed the truth. White Magic has been very vocal lately, and he wants to chime in here, and he has a question. What's up, man?
Hey, what's up, man? I know y'all were just talking about the whole, you know, LeBron suits thing. So I got a question for you. Which would you rather wear? A suit that LeBron wears for you that the rest of the team has to wear too? Or you got to let Russell Westbrook pick out your outfit?
That's easy for me. I'm going with the suit.
Russell. Oh.
Yeah. I mean, unless it's going to be funny, like when he dressed up as the media photographer because of the KD beef. But some of those outfits, he and Dwayne Wade, because I remember when I was still working for the Rockets, some of the outfits Dwayne Wade would pull off, like the tights, like literally tights, like a girl would wear tights, like dress tights with like a tuxedo
shirt.
Yeah,
and he wouldn't button like the top three buttons.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
On his blouse.
And then he'd wear like the no socks and the brushed suede loafer, like bedroom slippers. I'm like, no, I'm going to go with the suit.
Yeah, he got rid of the glasses with no lenses, so I appreciate that.
But that was the thing now. You remember.
But the sailor pants.
The three OKC guys were the first guys to start that. The glasses with no prescription lenses in it. That was a big deal.
I don't care that it's
you guys just don't know fashion. You guys just have no fashion sense whatsoever.
Yeah, white pants is where it's at, right,
skinny white jeans. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, white pants in the summer, genius.
I see what you did there. Genius. That's funny.
Oh, my God.
Especially when they're see-through, dude. Nobody wants to see through your white jeans like that, bro.
You can't see anything.
I saw a little too much the last time.
Oh, no. I didn't know this.
Yeah, he sits right next to you. How did you not see it?
Well, first of all, I'm not looking, but I don't know. He's their jeans. You can't see through jeans.
No, I'm
did you see the mushroom?
No, he saw the elephantitis coming through the pockets.
That's now that I will say you can't go camo. You can't. What is it called when you don't wear underwear? There's a phrase. I don't know.
Yes, I know you exactly what
you used to say.
Commando.
That's what it is. Camo. You dumbass.
Camo.
It's commando.
Hey, you're gonna camouflage your grapes. That'll work.
Commando. You can't do that with white, especially if you have a hairy butt. You definitely have to wear underwear with white jeans because then it looks like you sat in dirt.
That's why Joel doesn't wear anything good.
No, Nick, I manscape. I keep that area tight.
You manscape your butt?
I manscape everything, bro.
You shave your butt?
You don't want
it might be necessary,
you don't want
bro.
Things hanging in the weeds?
What are you, George the Animal Steel?
No, I'm just saying.
You're that
for the same point, it's better to be on the hygienic side than it is on the lingering effects side.
I get that you're going to do a little bit of the undercarriage, but you're going all the way around to the man stamp in the back?
I didn't say everywhere I'm going with it, but I'm saying I make sure I keep it tidy.
You just said
no,
that
don't
you
put words
your
in
butt.
My mouth.
You literally no, Mister. You just said I said dude, you got to shave your butt. You said, "Yeah, I manscape." You just said you shaved your butt.
No,
that's crazy.
Nick's got a brush fire, so, you know, we all have our issues.
What is brush fire?
He's got all the tumbleweeds down there that he doesn't shave.
Oh.
Yeah. But at least, Nick, you're not wearing white pants. At least you're not wearing white pants.
No, I don't wear white pants. I might wear them. Certain people can pull it off. I don't know if Barry's one of them.
Raheel.
I look hot in my white pants.
Raheel could pull it off.
Yeah, but he would roll them up, and then they would look like capris, and then that's even worse.
Yeah. Yeah, that could be an issue.
That's the thing that amazes me. But see, that's the it amazes me and it saddens me at the same time to see guys like Russell Westbrook and the clothes that they wear, because you could only wear that as a dude if you're a multimillionaire athlete, basketball player. Because if I showed up, I mean, I show up in white pants and you guys lose your mind.
No,
I just show up in white jeans and you guys just go crazy.
I was just piggybacking off Joel. I really didn't care that much.
I know, but you think, I mean, it makes sense though. I mean, white jeans aren't a normal thing that most dudes wear on a daily basis. So
that's true.
It looks, but imagine taking it to the level that Russell Westbrook does.
Yeah, some of the outfits would make Prince blush. I mean, some of the stuff that he wears.
And I wear the torn jeans, but like his, like some of them are like, those holes in his jeans are like really big. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like on his thigh, and it's just weird.
I have a couple of pairs of jeans with holes in them, and John goes, "What are you, 12? I'm like, "Bro, this is the style right now."
It is in right now. There's absolutely no doubt about it. I don't understand why White Magic would just call the show, and then he goes and he texts the show and asks if Lisa knows she's married to a woman. Well, that's not that she knows exactly who I am when the lights go out. And by the way, we have a child. Good luck to you, White Magic, trying to make some of that magic happen between the sheets.
See, and I wasn't going to read that either.
Oh, I will. I'll take it.
I was going to let it go.
Grab the bull by the horns.
Well,
take that one right
now. Mucci, that's Mucci's boy. He's the one that brought him in, right? And we welcome in
Well, he didn't bring him in. I mean,
because he was always Mucci a listener, White Magic?
Yeah, he was very adamant yesterday in pointing out the fact that he's always been a listener, but because he knows Mooch, he decided to chime in. Well, maybe you want to reevaluate that decision.
So he knows. Okay, so he's friends with Mooch.
Yes.
Okay.
It depends on who you ask.
Well, he knows Mooch. Yeah, that's probably the right way to.
There you go. Yeah.
Okay.
Your boy missed you, Barry. I think AJ came in with Nick because he thought you were gonna. He was excited you were back in studio, and then he was a little disappointed when you weren't in here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He did walk in, but he didn't really mention Barry. He did ask where you were.
See, he mentioned Barry.
Well, I mean, it was brief. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, they're boys. Why wouldn't he ask about them?
That's what I'm saying, Nick. I didn't say it was a bad thing.
Chris Householder said this first show back with Barry is getting weird. Yeah, that's called the show. It's always weird.
That's pretty much true. I don't think we can argue that point. All right, no. So Way Back Wednesday tomorrow is what would you say? Songs from 1992, not movies
songs
or otherwise?
Released in 1992.
And did I tell you that Joel's wearing a t-shirt that says
y'all
Clutch
check your
on
inbox.
It? He's finally
check
wearing
inbox.
Some
my
gear.
List is in.
No way.
Oh,
is it?
Really?
I wouldn't doubt it that it is in.
No, it's not. I'm just kidding. Is this the gift box we were supposed to get? Is
it
that
wasn't
one of those
a box,
shirts?
Barry. We each got one t-shirt, but yeah.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, we each got one t-shirt. Mine say? It's like a starter set. Hang on, I got it in my backpack. I can check for you. Hold on, Nick, entertain the people.
I mean, he gave me a red one, but I didn't even open up the package yet, so I don't know what it's. I'm assuming it says the same thing. I thought we were going to get
a
red
shirt.
Barry's is perfect for Barry. Home Sweet Dome and the Years of the Astrodome. So Barry got exactly what would be perfect for him.
Well, what color is it though? What color
Jesus.
Is it?
It'll go great with your white jeans, okay? It's
everything
blue.
Goes with white jeans, Joel.
Well, exactly.
Oh, good.
It's blue with white lettering and an orange. It's like a dome. So there you go.
My favorite color. They did perfect.
Shout out to Running Game Clothing and Miss Jackson, who took care of us. So we appreciate that. Hopefully there's more to come.
Hell
because
to the yes.
There's 7 days in the week. We got one t-shirt piece. So we're happy to fulfill some other days as we go along. So Barry, good to have you back. Continue to do what you do, and we'll check with you tomorrow. You guys as well, thanks for being a part of the show. As always, the usual suspects are highly appreciated, and we look forward to catching up with you again tomorrow on a Way Back Wednesday when it will be songs from 1992, released in 1992.
You know I'll be checking it.
No doubt about that, and Siri will be setting up your list as we speak. We'll be back again tomorrow, so stay tuned for the Blitz, and we'll talk to you then. Have a good night, everybody.